There was no lack of news for our cattle markets last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update.
Yeah, you alluded to no shortage of news this week.
Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing says whether that news was negative or positive.
Seemed like every time we turned around, there was something else affecting the cattle market. And the futures took most of it as a positive. There were some negative things kind of strung in there. But for the most part, I mean, the cash fundamentals worked out at the end of the week here. And everything that happened earlier in the week with the board was backed up with the cash price. So
taking a recap look at what our cash market did at the close of last week.
240 up here in the north kind of got things started right away this morning. Packers aren't even trying to buy them cheaper. You know, they're kind of floating around at 235 yesterday, and they just came out right away this morning when the board opened, so we'll give 240, and didn't really care what else went with it. I mean, they were basically letting guys pick the shrink they wanted and when they wanted to haul them, and they just kind of wanted to get their hands on cattle, and they were willing to pay for them and do whatever it took to get them.
At the close on Friday, futures put in new contract highs.
Obviously, we're running up into some uncharted territories. We still got some room here. On the August, that 225.87 area is going to be a spot that August is probably going to gravitate to. That's where June went off the board, and after that, we'll have to see if we go take out the all-time high at 229.12, but boxes down this week, 772 lower on the choice, week over week select down 660. I think the expectation was that boxes were going to kind of fall apart here after the fourth, and we definitely didn't see that the first two or three days, but we've had a little pressure here the last 2 days on the boxes anyway. So a lot of that's been supported just on the lighter kill, 568,000 this week, which maybe a little bit below what everybody was thinking, but definitely a good rebound week after the holiday last week.
Zach says cash is still the name of the game.
Throw in Brazilian tariffs. If those go into effect on August 1st, we won't be seeing any imports coming in from there if that does go into effect. Cash fundamentals are what's pushing this cattle market. Got the funds heavily involved right now. Open interest continues to remain towards record highs, and the funds are driving it.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.